Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2641, How to Talk to Your Kids About Money and Prepare Them to Be Financially Independent Adults, by Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Talk to Your Kids About Money and Prepare Them to Be Financially Independent Adults, by Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. When I was in fifth grade, my dad worked as a shoe salesman at Kmart. I remember him coming home from work one day and proudly sharing a story of how he caught a shoplifter trying to steal a pair of shoes. It was a rainy day, my dad explained. Everyone at the store had on wet shoes, except for the culprit. This particular individual was wearing completely dry shoes. Dry shoes! That was it. That was all the information my dad needed to make the connection. Rainy day, dry shoes, book 'em, Dano. I remember being fascinated with my dad's story. I'm sure I peppered my dad with some quality questions. Did the culprit have a mustache? Would you say he had an average size foot for a male shoplifter? Did he speak with an English accent? Was he sweating? So many questions raced through my mind. But of all the questions I asked, the most important one had to do with money. What kind of reward is Kmart going to pay you for catching the thief? Back then, in my mind, the quickest way to make money was by winning it. Sure, winning the lottery would have been ideal. But until then, I was fine with seeing a handsome reward from Kmart's loss prevention program. Needless to say, there was no reward. But that was how I thought about money back then. You can win it and you can spend it. But as an average person, you don't make money by investing it. I really had no concept of money at all, other than the fact that it seemed to be somewhat of a scarcity. In my family, we didn't talk about money, and we certainly never talked about investing. Fast forward to today, and I talk about money all the time. Not only that, but Aman and I are constantly talking to our girls about money. Our girls are only 11 and 13, but they can tell you the difference between an index fund and an actively managed mutual fund. They can tell you why they invest in index funds instead of individual stocks in their custodial accounts. They can even tell you about the 4% rule. Basically, they're light years ahead of where I was when I was their age. And isn't that the goal? To provide the next generation with even more opportunities than we had. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you grew up in a household where money didn't grow on trees, where money wasn't talked about, and where you knew nothing about investing. But maybe you're also like me in that you've learned how to invest long-term for financial independence. Perhaps you're currently in the process of gaining financial literacy. Whatever your situation, my challenge to you is to include your children on your financial literacy journey. Talk to them about money. Talk to them about debt. And talk to them about investing. Because the earlier you begin talking to your children about money, the better prepared they'll be to achieve financial independence as an adult. Not sure how to talk to your kids about money? I've got four tips. Number one, talk about how money works. Don't tiptoe around the topic of money. Money should not be a taboo subject. It touches every aspect of our lives every single day. Because of this, you have an incredible number of opportunities to talk to your kids about money every single day. When you go to the grocery store, compare the cost of products with your kids. Are you picking brand A because it's cheaper? Are you picking brand B because even though it's more expensive, it's better quality? Are more expensive brands always better quality? When you fill up your car at the gas station, do you pay with a credit card? If so, why? How often do you use your credit card? What are the pros and cons of having a credit card? Have these conversations with your kids. These conversations may feel awkward at first, especially if you weren't raised to talk about money. But once you begin having these discussions with your kids, these discussions will become easier and more natural. So jump right in and start the conversation. Number two, talk about earning money. Most kids have an interest in how much money their parents make. Hook your children with this interest. Start by telling your children how much you make. Am I serious? Yes, I am. Did I just answer my own question? Yes, I did. Tell your children how much you make. Talk to them about what you do every day. Do you work too hard for your money? Do you need a college education to work for your employer? Have you ever gotten a raise? How do you ask for a raise? Believe me, your kids will be fascinated with the discussion. Not only that, but it will likely encourage your kids to begin exploring ways to make their own money. Maybe your kids want to have a lemonade stand. Maybe they want to sell baked goods. Maybe they want to have a car wash. Maybe they want work in exchange for an allowance. Sometimes kids just need you to help them explore ways to make money. So don't just talk about ways you make money. You should also talk to your kids about ways that they can make money. Number three, talk about saving money. Making money and saving money should go hand in hand. If your child is making money, even if that money is only in the form of an allowance, talk to your child about the importance of setting up a bank account. If you have an opportunity, go one step further and look with your child for bank accounts with sign-up bonuses. One of the great things about having your child establish a bank account is that money in a bank is less accessible to a child than money at home. By making money less accessible, your child will begin to learn how to cut off that immediate gratification trigger that so many children and adults tend to rely on when making impulse buys. And number four, talk about investing money. If you can manage to talk to your kids about how money works, how to earn money, and how to save money, go one step further and talk to your child about investing. Talk to your child about how compound interest works and consider whether a custodial brokerage account would be a good fit for your child. With a custodial account, an adult, typically a parent, makes and manages investments on behalf of a child until the child becomes an adult. Establishing a custodial account is an incredible opportunity to begin the wealth building process with your child and also teach your child about investing. Our daughters each have their own custodial account. So there you have it. Four ways to talk to your kids about money. You have no excuses. You can start today. But before you start, here's a quick recommendation. When it comes to expectations regarding what your child can and cannot understand surrounding the topic of money and investing, set a high bar. You'll be amazed by what children can grasp when it comes to learning about money. As a general rule, we think it's best to set a high bar. If you set the bar too low, your child might just trip over it. You just listened to the post titled, How to Talk to Your Kids About Money and Prepare Them to Be Financially Independent Adults by Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. What a timely article, as we've been talking about this topic a lot lately in my house. My Midwestern gentleman and I co-parent an 11-year-old cutie and have been working on how to teach our guy about money across two different households. We are two different families, so we will never be completely consistent on how we model behaviors, but we are working on the overarching lessons that we want him to understand about money. The interesting thing about this awesome kid is that he doesn't want much. He's not materialistic or demanding for certain toys, for example. So that actually presents a challenge in helping him develop the desire to earn money. He needs to earn money in order to save it and then ultimately invest it. But it's challenging to teach a kid about saving when there's nothing he wants to save for. He does want a cell phone eventually, and we're not all that far away from him wanting to buy a car. But it would be easier if the reward for saving was a bit more immediate and tangible. While we don't pay him an allowance, we're trying to help him think of ideas to earn money through entrepreneurial pursuits. And once he starts earning an income, we'll be able to match anything he invests in his custodial Roth IRA. Reading about how far along Christina's kids are is super impressive. But remember, every kid is different. I like to say that personal finance is personal, and that goes for parenting too. But that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.